hands up. Come on, yeah. Yeah. He's worthy of our praise. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen. You may be seated.
Glory to God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Let's give our praise team a great hand clap. Amen. See, the only ones that clap were the ones that's my age this morning. But we appreciate the oldie but goodies. Young people that you didn't know those songs, those were your heritage. From those songs, what we have today has been birthed. So, be thankful. I tell you what, there's just something about that name. I hear Bill Gaither singing right now. There's something about that name. But if you want to go a little step deeper, if you'll listen closely, you hear a lame man shouting, there's something about that name. I was laying at the gate beautiful that morning. Peter and John said, we don't have any money. But what we do have. Church, I want to declare to you today and to myself, we have what we need. We have what the world needs. You don't have to have money. You don't have to have a prescription. You don't have to have anything that man... All you have to do is believe. All you have to do is hear the gospel. Respond to the gospel. And the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. From day one all the way to through eternity. Amen? Yes. The word of God, the gospel, the good news. What's the good news? Oh, in church, I didn't hear any good news. It's all... No, no. Let's think about the Lord. He is alive and well. And He abides within you. I want to announce also that there is a fire shut up in your bones. Hey, Caleb, how you doing, buddy? Had you on my mind this week. Amen. You about to finish up, I think, huh? Okay. Will you be back to see us before you go? We want to properly say goodbye. He's graduating from Mississippi State in December. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's got champions out here. Our young people are very precious and very powerful. Let's help them get to where God wants them to be. And speaking of that, that's what church is all about. That's what this church is all about, is living victoriously. Helping you get, helping myself get, to where God wants us to be. This is a place where faith and love collides. Amen? Tell your neighbor, this is the place to be. Tell everybody you see, this is the place to be. Amen. Praise God. I want to announce that today is no more burden day. No more burden day. Lay them at the cross. We've just been singing all about it. Amen. We weren't designed to carry those around. Jesus took our cares and bore them on the cross for us. But you know what? We have to cast them over on Him. Yeah. I like carrying mine around because it makes me feel humble, makes me feel spiritual, makes me... No. It'll just wear you out. We were not designed to do that. God gives us joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Not the burdens that I carry that I can... show how pious I am or how religious or holy I am. You and I have never done any righteousness in our life. I have never committed any holiness. But Jesus has. And He's in you and He's in me. Isn't that good news? Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right. No more burden today. Isn't that good? Also, rise up, catch the wave of my glory, the Lord says. To help usher in a harvest of souls, a harvest of the gifts, a harvest of prosperity, a harvest that will continue. I like that word, continue, don't you? Hallelujah. I want to read to you in Proverbs chapter 10. Diane made mention of it, and she does quite often, which I like. Could you put that on the board for me, Doug? Proverbs 10:22. The blessing of the Lord. It, what does? The blessing. We say the blessing. Is God blessing? Yes. He is a good God. He blesses. He is the one that meets every need we have. He is our salvation, our rock, our future, our past, our present. He is our everything. He's the one that makes life worth the living. Amen. How many of us tried it the other way for a while? That wasn't much fun times, was it? But something happened along the way. Oh, there was something about that name. Oh, glory to God. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. And he adds no sorrow with it. Think about that. You could go on TV. There are people on TV trying to make you rich, selling you a book and a formula, trying to get you to do something. And I'm not saying it's all bad. It's probably a pretty good plan. But it's a man-made plan. When we got Jesus, let me tell you something. He's beyond what the world has. I won't repeat that. Jesus is beyond what the world has. He makes me rich. It didn't say certain ones. It said all those that believe. Blessings are available to us. Rich is being much more than money. Money is one of the lesser things.